Бассейны еще больше, чем в журнале.
For years, construction companies in Cyprus lured Russians to invest in the Mediterranean island. In less than a decade, 40,000 Russians moved to Cyprus, now making up 5% of the population. But the lure was more than just escaping Moscow's cold winters for fun in the sun. Cyprus offered low taxes, low regulation, and the security of the Eurozone. While the glass towers of Moscow's new financial district languish half empty, Russians now have $32 billion deposited in banks in Cyprus. Tiny Cyprus is now the largest foreign investor in Russia, a nation with an economy 75 times as big. Mark Gagliotti tracks Russian money movements. He talks by Skype from New York University, where he is an international affairs professor.
First and perhaps most strikingly, it's been the den for all kinds of dirty money, criminal money, but also just simply money that just avoiding tax in Russia. Secondly, it's been a turntable for a lot of Russian oligarchs.
For Russia's ultra-rich, Cyprus was key to minimizing taxes. The view of Cyprus as a sunny place for shady people was captured last week in this cartoon in the International Herald Tribune. It focuses on money laundering or legalizing illegal money. But Gagliotti says that Cyprus also emerged as a safe banking haven for Russia's new middle class.
There was a sense that Cyprus gave you security as well as a suntan.
All that ended this week with a Cyprus banking crisis and the decision to slap 40% taxes on all deposits over $130,000. That brought out Russian flags and protest signs in Russian. Maxim Makoyev, executive director of Evans, a Moscow real estate company, says Russians see the tax as a hostile act.
People take it very personally, and you know, it's a sort of a trust issue that is completely gone because they've pretty much confiscated 40% of the deposit.
He says that Russians believe that currency controls could last for years and that the oligarchs are fighting to get their money out now.
The almost hourly flights to Cyprus were full of Russian businessmen flying over to Cyprus to try to, do it the Russian way, use their connections, use their whatever they can to try to be different from everybody else, try to get their money out.
Mokaev predicts that values for Cyprus vacation homes could drop by 50% as Russian buyers stay away.
Cyprus has completely lost any trust from any investor or any sort of person who's looking to park their money anywhere.
Cyprus may remain a safe haven for Russian tourists, but not for Russian investors. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.